He remembered a huge room, rather dark, and there were big wooden things with strings fastened to them, and lots of women standing round them making blankets, Linda said. Linda told him to sit in the corner with the other children while she went and helped the women. He played with the little boys for a long time. Suddenly, people started talking very loud, and there were the women pushing Linda away, and Linda was crying. She went to the door, and he ran after her. He asked her why they were angry.
"Because I broke something," she said.
And then she got angry too.
"How should I know how to do their beastly weaving?" she said. "Beastly savages!"
He asked her what savages were. When they got back to their house, Popeye was waiting at the door, and he came in with them. He had a big gourd full of stuff that looked like water, only it wasn't water but something with a bad smell that burnt your mouth and made you cough. Linda drank some and Popeye drank some, and then Linda laughed a lot and talked very loud, and then she and Popeye went into the other room. When Popeye went away, he went into the room. Linda was in bed and so fast asleep that he couldn't wake her. Popeye used to come often. He said the stuff in the gourd was called mezcal. But Linda said it ought to be called soma, only it made you feel ill afterwards. He hated Popeye. He hated them all the men who came to see Linda. One afternoon, when he had been playing with the other children, it was cold, he remembered, and there was snow on the mountains, he came back to the house and heard angry voices in the bedroom. They were women's voices, and they said words he didn't understand, but he knew they were dreadful words. Then, suddenly, crash, something was upset. He heard people moving about quickly, and there was another crash, and then a noise like hitting a mule, only not so bony. Then Linda screamed, "Oh, don't!" she said. He ran in. There were three women in dark blankets. Linda was on the bed. One of the women was holding her wrists. Another was lying across her legs so that she couldn't kick. The third was hitting her with a whip, once, twice, three times, and each time Linda screamed. Crying, he tugged at the fringe of the woman's blanket. "Please, please!" With her free hand, she held him away. The whip came down again, and again Linda screamed. He caught hold of the woman's enormous brown hand between his own and bit it with all his might. She cried out, wrenched her hand free, and gave him such a push that he fell down. While he was lying on the ground, she hit him three times with the whip. It hurt more than anything he had ever felt, like fire. The whip whistled again, fell, but this time it was Linda who screamed.
"But why did they want to hurt you, Linda?"
he asked that night. He was crying because the red marks of the whip on his back still hurt so terribly. But he was also crying because people were so beastly and unfair, and because he was only a little boy and couldn't do anything against them. Linda was crying too. She was grown up, but she wasn't big enough to fight against three of them. It wasn't fair for her either.
"Why did they want to hurt you, Linda?"
"I don't know. How should I know?"
It was difficult to hear what she said because she was lying on her stomach and her face was in the pillow.
"They say those men are their men," she went on.
And she did not seem to be talking to him at all. She seemed to be talking with someone inside herself. A long talk which she didn't understand. And in the end, she started crying louder than ever.
"Oh, don't cry, Linda. Don't cry."
He pressed himself against her. He put his arm round her neck. Linda cried out,
"Oh, be careful, my shoulder. Oh!"
And she pushed him away hard. His head banged against the wall.
"Little idiot!"
she shouted. And then suddenly she began to slap him. Slap, slap.
"Linda!" he cried out. "Oh, mother, don't!"
"I'm not your mother. I won't be your mother."
"But Linda, oh!"
she slapped him on the cheek.
"Turned into a savage," she shouted. "Having young ones like an animal. If it hadn't been for you, I might have gone to the inspector. I might have got away, but not with a baby. That would have been too shameful."
He saw that she was going to hit him again and lifted his arm to guard his face.
"Oh, don't, Linda, please don't."
"Little beast!"
She pulled down his arm. His face was uncovered.
"Don't, Linda!"
He shut his eyes, expecting the blow. but she didn't hit him. After a little time, he opened his eyes again and saw that she was looking at him. He tried to smile at her. Suddenly, she put her arms round him and kissed him again and again. Sometimes, for several days, Linda didn't get up at all. She lay in bed and was sad, or else she drank the stuff that Poppe brought and laughed a great deal and went to sleep. Sometimes she was sick. Often she forgot to wash him, and there was nothing to eat except cold tortillas. He remembered the first time she found those little animals in his hair, how she screamed and screamed.